When the Peace and Security Council meets next week, we are calling on them to do at least three specific things. One is to ask the African Union Commission to speed up the formation of the court by finalizing, adopting and publishing the court's statute. Secondly, to decide the seat of the court as provided for in the peace agreement of 2015 and 2018. And then finally, to put in place measures to recruit essential staff. Essentially, the African Commission should identify key staff that need to be recruited as soon as possible to start working remotely before the court is fully established.
Why is it important to set up a hybrid court for South Sudan, and how would it work in practice?
So the importance of setting up this hybrid court for South Sudan is really for justice and accountability for the grave human rights violations and abuses that have been committed in the conflict since 2014. We are in the ninth year since the conflict started, and we know the extent of violations includes killing of civilians, sexual violence, displacement, and forced recruitment of child soldiers. Yet, accountability and justice for these violations have not yet occurred. Therefore, the hybrid court for South Sudan will be really, really important in terms of fighting impunity. It is really impunity that has driven the violations and abuses that we have documented in that country. But even more importantly, beyond dealing with the question of impunity, the hybrid court will be a great step forward in terms of providing redress for victims and survivors of these violations.
Some people say the topic of justice could potentially rock the boat, because we have a fragile arrangement where a delicate peace is holding and is being implemented. And the hybrid court could potentially implicate some of the leaders on different sides of the conflict who are implementing the peace agreement right now. What do you say to that?
And there is always a false dichotomy that is drawn between truth and justice. And we have seen that in the context of South Sudan, that justice may rock the boat, as you say. But we as Amnesty International believe that truth and justice are actually complementary. They both play important roles. Truth processes, like the one that is being considered now in South Sudan, is important in terms of finding the truth and giving victims and witnesses an opportunity to express their experiences. But justice is also equally important, especially for perpetrators that bear the greatest responsibility for violations and abuses. And we think that justice and truth are both complementary and can work side by side to ensure that both truth and justice are achieved, and that will ensure sustainable stability in the country going forward.
Your report says the African Union must set a precedent for African-led justice by establishing the hybrid court for South Sudan. What other African countries do you have in mind that could benefit from a successful precedent of the hybrid court for South Sudan?
It is the first time that a peace agreement signed within the continent provides a clear role for the African Union in terms of establishing an accountability mechanism. If it succeeds in South Sudan, as we are demanding, then we have seen similar kind of violations and abuses in other parts of the continent, in the Sahel region, in Ethiopia currently, in the DRC. So the possibility of African-led solutions to atrocities and set by precedents through the hybrid court of South Sudan to be replicated across the continent could be high if we start with South Sudan, as we recommend, and that the peace agreements essentially provide.